Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
All right, let's get to the relief pitching news that we talked about in the bullpen. So Colin Poche has been booted. He is out. He's no longer with the ball club. I will never revel in someone losing their job. It's real life. These are human beings, right? He's married. He might have kids. I don't know much about him personally. But the lefty is 31 years old, and now he's looking for work. So that's unfortunate in the grand scheme of things. But this is just a baseball podcast, and we just talk about baseball. And he was dreadful for the Nationals this season from a results standpoint. 10 hits in 8 2/3 innings is bad. 12 runs, 11 earned in 8 2/3 innings is abysmal. That's an 11.5 ERA. And what you can't abide is 12 walks in 8 2/3 innings, right? 10 strikeouts, 12 walks, a 313 average against. I mean, there's just nothing to hang your hat on. There wasn't really signs that it was turning around. When I realized they had to get rid of him, and I'm sure when Mike Rizzo realized it, if he hadn't already decided it, was when he came into a game with a 7-run lead against the Orioles and immediately walked the yard and made it a ball game. And at that point, I mean, if you can't throw strikes in that situation, you're just not going to. You've kind of lost whatever it is physically, mentally, whatever that you need. So we're talking about the pitcher when you line up all the relievers in the sport who was the worst at walking guys and generating chase out of the strike zone and getting ground balls and avoiding hard hits. And, you know, where else was he first percentile? Chase, walk, hard hit, ground ball. Yeah, that'll do it, I guess. But it was just a disaster. So he is out. They bring in Andrew Chafin, who we can talk about. But to me, this was one of the easiest decisions they'll make all year long. Frankly, I think they gave him a longer leash than I probably would have, and kudos to them for doing it, I guess. But our long national Poche nightmare is over.
Yeah, it was weird because this is a guy last year that had a 3.86 ERA. The year before that, he had a 2.23 ERA. You know, some of the peripherals, you look at his FIP last year, it was a 4.88, so maybe he was, you know, having some good luck there. But regardless, he's been largely effective throughout his career, and then he shows up here and has 11.5 ERA and a 2.5 WHIP. I don't know what happened. I don't know what he's missing. Obviously not able to find the strike zone, giving up hits. Like, there was just nothing that you could depend on. And like you said, when you come into a ball game with a massive lead and you still don't feel comfortable, like, you're out of slam range. You know, they could load the base, hit a grand slam, and they're still not in it. And yet you're still worried that they might lose that ball game. Kind of shows you that you probably just can't be on the major league roster at that point. So they move on. I'm interested to see Andrew Chafin. Something that I've kind of been frustrated by with the way that they've constructed their bullpen over the last couple of years is the lack of lefties. So I was happy to see Poche as a lefty in the pen to go along with Ferrer. And in turn, they move on from Poche and they add another lefty with Chafin. So I'm interested to see how he can be. I'm kind of surprised, frankly, that he wasn't on a major league roster already. He's been a solid pitcher throughout his career, and it's not like he was horrible last season. He was fine. So I think this is going to be a nice addition. Hopefully he can come in and be effective, and maybe he gives you something more than what you were expecting. You know, obviously Colin Poche, I think they wanted him to be a sixth, seventh. I don't know that they would have wanted him to be the eighth inning guy ideally. I think they wanted Ferrer for that. But regardless, they thought he could pitch late inning, high leverage sort of spots, or at least middle leverage, and he completely fell out of any of that. So I think Chafin's going to be an upgrade there for sure.
Yeah, Andrew Chafin, for those not familiar, is a 34-year-old out of an Ohio native who was originally debuted in the big leagues way back in 2014 as a 24-year-old. He was a 43rd pick in the first round by the Diamondbacks in 2011, went to Kent State in Ohio, but got to the major leagues initially, made a few starts, and then eventually settled in really in his second season with the Diamondbacks as a reliever. And this is a decade ago. And he's become a guy who was a horse at different points, you know, pitched 71 games in 2021. We've seen him pitch 62, 71, 77, 77, 71 games. I mean, it's a long 600 appearance track record over 11 seasons. He's bounced all over the place. Diamondbacks, Tigers, Cubs, A's, Rangers, Brewers. Is he what he was at one point in time? No. Last year he finished in 62 appearances with a 3.5 ERA. His fielding independent pitching was about that. It was 3.54. But he did still miss a lot of bats. He struck out 11 per nine last year for his career. It's 9.8 per nine. I'm actually very surprised, honestly, that he didn't have somewhere to call home yet, just because last year it was less than a hit per inning. It was well over a strikeout per inning. You know, it's not like the walk rate was, alarming all season, although for the campaign, it was really bad. He walked like 31 in 55 innings, so around five walks per nine, but it was kind of a inconsistent thing. It was fleeting. It was streaky. But when you look at some of the deeper numbers for him, last year he got chases at a rate that was one of the best of any reliever. His whiff percentage, swing and miss, special, 96th percentile, 85th percentile strikeout guy. He's one of these dudes who is going to be, he's going to release way out in front of him. He gets extension. He kind of comes down the mound. So it feels like his fastball is going to play up a little bit. And he is a lot to look at, I will tell you. He's got long, flowing hair. He's got a mustache. He looks like an eastbound and down character, or like he just got out of a Cracker Barrel or something. He's a lot. He's a character. Like he does a lot of shtick and wears funny outfits, and I'll be looking forward to welcoming that to the clubhouse. He seems to always be popular wherever he goes, but they need him to help them, man. They need a lefty who can get outs, and it's going to be, sinker, slider. He's going to be mostly slider with some two seams and the occasional four seam, top of the strike zone, and he's going to live in the strike zone and kind of see what happens. So I'll take my chances. Do I think he's going to be really good? No, there's no chance he could be as bad as Poche was.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be more effective than what Colin Poche was. And I think he's going to be able to come in, and he's not going to overpower you, but I think he's going to be an effective enough reliever that, you can feel like you at least have another guy in there, because it's gotten to the point at some points where, I don't think Sims is in the circle of trust yet. You still got plenty of place to go there, and you can't have just 2 to 3 to 4 guys in the bullpen when you've only got so many dudes in there that you don't trust. And so I think they'll be able to trust Chafin. I think, like you laid out, though, the thing that I'm most excited about with Andrew Chafin is just getting to talk to this guy. He is an eccentric guy, a unique individual. I don't know if he still does it, but I know for certain years he was living out of an RV just because he wanted to have a place to go, and he's able to move all over the place, and he's wearing different t-shirts. Like, I know one time he was wearing a t-shirt at the ballpark and said failed starter. Just, he's someone that really embraces the, just being, he lives his life, right? He's one of those unique individuals that just, you love to get a little insight into what they're thinking, because you never know exactly what he's thinking. So I'm intrigued to have a conversation with him at some point, because I think he's going to be a fun character for this clubhouse. And I think this person, this clubhouse can use some personality at times, because you look at some of the guys that they have in that clubhouse and really good baseball players, maybe not the most vibrant personalities. I think he's going to provide some of that, though.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm also really interested in seeing like what their plan is for him, right? Remember we heard when they acquired Soroka that they got on a Zoom and they went over a bunch of things they'd found and how they thought they could help him to be effective. Remember how we heard that whole story?
Yeah.
With Chafin, I mean, and then frankly, that's what every organization does with every player. That's what coaching and instruction and development is, just getting the best out of your guys. But with him, like his fastball now, as of last year, was like a 91 mile an hour pitch as a reliever. And it got absolutely hammered. Like his sinker, which is the same as his four seamer, which is tells you a lot. You know, at 91, like it was that pitch, a 442 batting average last year, like 77 at bats, 34 hits for him against him last year on that pitch. So how do they allow him and help him to have more success? Like his slider was unbelievable and nobody hit it. And it was a 154 average against last year and a 186 slug. Do they just tell him we're pitching off the slider? I mean, you can't obviously just constantly go left on left with the slider, but do you major in that more than he did? You know, last year he threw it 46% of the time. Could that go up to 50, 55% of the time? I don't know why you couldn't. I mean, the Red Sox as a philosophy, essentially, you know, now they maybe are at risk of blowing some guys out potentially, but they're just majoring in their breaking balls and they had a lot of success doing that last year. So just something I'm curious about, like what is their plan? How do they envision getting something out of him? But I like the opportunity for an upgrade. And I go back to my original premise earlier in the conversation before we even got into this transaction, which was you just wanted to see Toby that they were doing something. You wanted to feel like there was an urgency, like there was an understanding at the front office level that this isn't going to work, that we can't keep trotting Poche out there, that we are looking to fix the bullpen. And this, to me, is an indication of that. There's an aggressiveness and at least an acknowledgement that the status quo is unacceptable.
Yeah, no, they were in a weird spot because they could make a move where they could move on. But what other options did you have? You were going to probably have to go outside the organization because, like we've talked about, maybe you're waiting on Soroka. Maybe you were waiting on Cavalli, which we'll give you an update on in just a second. But I think when you looked at the options that they had in-house, I don't know that there was anybody ready unless you wanted to go with Grissom, and I just don't know that he's going to be an effective major league arm, even though he's been really effective in the minor leagues. I don't know that you wanted to go there yet. So if you're looking internally, I don't know that they really had options. So maybe this is something where I believe Chafin had some sort of clause in his contract. I believe he was in Detroit, where if he wasn't on the major league roster by May 1st, he could sign elsewhere. And maybe the Nationals were just looking at that after a couple of weeks saying, all right, well, we just got to buy our time till May 1st, and then we'll go get Andrew Chafin, assuming he's still available, or maybe they had a couple of other names. But they were going to have to make a move outside the organization, likely, because they just – I don't know that they had options inside the organization. So maybe that's part of the reason it took a while, because I think you were right saying that maybe they had a little bit too much of a leash. This is a guy, you know, with Poche, the way that he'd been pitching, if this were a Yankees or a Dodgers or a ball club that was – you know, legitimately contending, I think he would have been gone 2 weeks ago, just with the way that he had performed early in the season and just no reliability whatsoever. But I think where they were looking, they had to go outside the organization, and they did. And I think they found a reasonable replacement. So I think that's kind of where you get to where they're at.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.